Yeah, you can buy waterproof boots for your dog for each paw, okay? You can also buy now an umbrella for dogs that the lead somehow goes through. Yeah, this is true. Tempted to try it. CFM, hello, who's this, please?
My name's Samantha, and I am currently cleaning my coach at Stacey's depot.
Oh, it's Stagecoach?
At Stacey's.
Oh, Stacey's, right, Stacey's, yeah, and you're calling about boots and umbrellas for dogs.
Yes, yes, I am. Although I haven't bought anything that bizarre for my dog, I have bought my horse, a leopard print onesie and a zebra print onesie.
Oh, my goodness me. So, a complete onesie for a horse?
Yeah.
What, even the legs go in it?
No, not the legs. It's like, it covers his ears, leaves holes for his eyes and his nose. And it covers all his body, and it's got a bit that, like, attaches under the belly.
So when you put this giant onesie on your horse, did he sort of give you that look as if to say, you are an absolute fool?
The first time, no, because he was soaking wet and freezing cold.
Right.
Now he sees it come in, and he, like, stands at the back of the stable and waits for me just to kind of go and put it on, and he stands there like, oh, my God.
Hey, listen, you've got to send us a picture of this, because people need to see this. So, I mean, have you got a dog?
I've got a dog called Susie. She does have a pink tweed jacket.
A pink tweed jacket? You know, that makes waterproof walking boots for dogs seem normal.